So, we have a continuation of the scripture of the cross of Matthew Evangelion. And everybody can judge by himself. None of these words was the end of his life. In the first chapter, that speaks about following the Jewish spiritual happiness in Canada. And because of these different conditions, people are by force going to come to life. It is one of the Shastra who did not come to life in such a way. We don't have to say the reason why the Lord is facing him in your life, you don't have to face it somewhere else. You can't ever want to go where I'm just going to. So, it's better to remain in a good position in whatever the solution is. Sometimes, separation can be done within the family life, or not by the family of the world. There are several cases when separation is done, even under the guidance of the scriptures. Like, for example, Ramaphosa or Sannyas in the Indian piece of Sannyas. Everyone has mentioned about certain people, some are welcome. If your husband is fallen and he is just taking the life, and he's equipped to four areas of equipment, the wife can separate from him. She can take his peacefully alone. And it's not a mention about divorce. It's mentioned about being married, but then you are only separated. So it's the last of our words, the rosary, the nature of the human being of the divorce. Originally, they are remembered by their sons. So that means we are always looking after happiness. And if you understand this distress, you will avoid the distress to achieve your happiness. But the happiness we want to achieve is not by, let's say, we don't attain the mind to come to a conclusion. Or our desires are not guiding us to a proper direction. Because real happiness is not Krishna. It is very different world. Every kind of happiness is only to satisfy the Atma. It's only to satisfy the soul. I think everyone knows this experience that we are trying, you get to go from India, you try to go up to the India after this. That's a temporary goal. And then sometimes we cannot achieve that. But still, we are not, we should not have the satisfaction in the heart. And the problem is that the problem is that even if you achieve your desire, at that point, you will have to be prepared for another desire. I was thinking that I'm going to there was a question the specification are depending on the whole name. Otherwise, we cannot get rid of that fear. When your mind is clear, then there is no fear. Otherwise, your body is so much as thus accumulated through all these lifetimes. We will have to be facing different kinds of anxiety in our lives, even as a devotee. If you are not properly following the process of sarana bhakti, which we are, the majority of us on that level, as only bhakti, that is regular devotional service, we will have to be facing different fears, and be sure that at the time of the death, we will face another fear. And it's not funny. The personal experience, as I think, was the Vajrayana, is the most convincing. So, I had this weird experience once in my life. That's something similar with Vajrayana, in the 6th canto. And the feelings at that moment were that you were really scared to death. The moment of reality, you were totally scared. I mean, I was totally scared. I didn't know where I am, who I am, where I'm going, what's happening, what happened, where I was before, I didn't know anything. You must be going to face that. If you will not progress properly in your spiritual life, you don't have to face this kind of fear. Like in universities, the students, when they are going through their studies, they have different exams. And then there is this final exam, which is the most important. So all these small exams on the path of the mission of their study, that actually does is helping them, forcing them to become more serious in their study and pass properly the last exam. And if they are neglectful during these small exams, then there is a big chance that they will pass this last exam. And that is like this, is the last exam. So during our lifetime, Krishna is sending us small exams. Let's say every waking up for morning, for Mangala Arati, is a small exam. Or every situation which comes in life is a small exam. So personally for myself, sometimes I have my service, for example, the distribution. And at the same time, people are losing, then they can see what is going on inside. Sometimes you finger, and then both sides are thinking. Because this is such a small thing, you know, the people are losing on the street, they just look lonely, agitated, attached. Sometimes thing is that, but when you are living without facing any challenge in the life, you can be in this complacency, remove the mind. You can live in the bubble that you are liberated. You are saying things are good. You are chanting, you are sitting, you are just writing your song down. What's the problem? It's us. But then, pick up some challenges in the life. You will see if there is some problem or not. If there is a problem, if you are listed, then you see there is a problem. You don't have to solve it somehow. You have to work on it. So, how to go out of this complacent? You pick up, then you learn there is some challenge. How to remain complacent? Because the life is purpose in mind like that we will be facing these challenges to pass this last exam properly. So Prabhupada became, he also was facing so many difficult situations. But not in the sense that he has to prepare for last exam. He was teaching us by his example how we should deal with the situations when they will come. This is a story in Bhagavad-gita of a Gopi. I was thinking of mentioning something inspiring. That if we properly pass the exam that we are hoping for. And Gopi, he has to do so many travels. He was a boy from Vrindavan, and who's one of the guys that achieved this final goal? Roger Mandala. And by the amount of his players that he experienced through, was Michael Taloka. So I was thinking about this 7 verses, which is describing what Narayan told to Gautama when he saw him, when he attained Vaikuntha. Before I read it, I would like to make you aware what was going on there. Gautama returned to different places, within the material sphere, then he entered the world of liberation, and then later on he came to Vaikuntha Loka. And of course, if you want to proceed to the internal parts of Vaikuntha and the Supreme Lord, you have to go to certain gates. So Gautama was waiting at the first gate, and then Vaikuntha Lukas, who drove him to Vaikuntha by airplane, they told him to wait, that they would go and ask for permission if he can enter. So while he was waiting, some inhabitants of Vaikuntha started to come to internal commerce. They were returning from their daily duties. And of course, many of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they would send in the Supreme Lord beforehand, before it arrived, blue complexion, the beer and water. So Gautama, when he saw the first of them, he began to think, oh, my Lord is also on his duties, so he's returning now back. So he didn't make any references, and he was glorifying and chanting prayers. And then he had to hide it and he covered his ears and said, no, no, I'm still silent. And then he passed and he went inside. And then Gautama was waiting, and so many inhabitants passed through. And always, whenever somebody is approaching, he immediately started to pray ever since he was looking, this is my Lord coming back. Finally, he got permission, so he went through all his 7 gates of Vaikuntha, and he entered the hall where the Supreme Lord was sitting on the throne. And the golden crown, and it was like this, these white walls and bolsters, and Lord Narayan, with his forehead sitting there, but he's very comfortably sitting there. So he's leaning on his left elbow and his left upper arm, and he's fully decorated his head and his neck, his arms, his chest, his ankles are decorated with gold and jewelry, his yellow body, and around him are his associates. On the left side is Goddess Lakshmi, Raman, and on the right side is Bhumi, Dharani, and then there is Vishwasena and Garuda. He had a certain associates and attendants serving him. So you can imagine the scene, Gautama is entering and he sees this. And before they allow him to approach, they give him instructions how he should approach the Supreme Lord Narayan. He should be from a certain distance, standing with all his hands, to chant certain prayers. So again they instruct him. And then Gautama came closer. He completely was overwhelmed with the emotions and ecstasy of love. And he started to just run towards Narayan and screaming, oh Gopal, my life and soul. But this attendance of the Supreme Lord, they brought me. And they stood in his progress. They started to lament, and then he was completely weeping, lamenting, and then he fainted. And after some time, they waited him and then brought him to consciousness, or he came back to his consciousness. And then he heard Lord Narayan speaking to him. So this is when the Jiva comes back to the spiritual world, to Vaikuntha. How Supreme Lord is speaking or approaching the Jiva? The Supreme Lord said, welcome, welcome, my dear boy. I am fortunate, most fortunate, Creative Way. Also, I'm eager to see you. My dear friends, you have passed many lifetimes without paying any attention to me at all. For so long, hope had been dancing like a fool, thinking, perhaps in this lifetime, or this, or this, or this, I will finally turn his face towards me. But I could not find no pretext on which to bring you to my abode. Dear brother, I still follow the timeless laws that I myself have created. You showed me no mercy, and as I considered this, I grew impatient. Full of anxiety to receive your favor, so I transgressed my eternal code of conduct and arranged for you to take your current birth. Therefore, in that divine state of Govardhan, my most beloved abode, and myself became your guru, known by the name Vayanka. Every night I cast into the desire I have harbored for so long. Please nourish your happiness and mine by staying here forever. Person, that's how something about is thinking about us. Unfortunately, nothing will get about him. Especially if we are not trying to go over this complacency and progress actively in our spiritual life. Then, you will not be facing this moment at the time of the death. You will be facing another life. You will be facing another material body. And you have to go again through the same exams. Actually, you cannot avoid the exams. If you want to pass university, you want to get a degree, you will have to go through the same exams. And if you fail, you have to go again. So like that, if you fail at the time of the death, if you just slow down a little bit of the house, if you are not aware at the time of the death, of birth and activities of the Supreme Lord, that they are divine, they are transcendent, then you will have to enter this material existence again. I believe the majority of devotees, the material existence is also present, because they are aware what is going on and who they are. Supreme Lord, He arranged for us everything. He appeared even as a foodstuff for us, as a digester, as a supplier of the knowledge, the Bhagavad Gita. It is from Him who is the witness of our activities, the Paramatma, associating with us all the time, accompanying us all the time, living out in our material existence. He is providing a complete package that we surrender to Him and then we'll go home with you guys. And you can see from stories like that about, for example, the Gautama or let's say Sarupa, which is his name in Goloka, when he came back, he continues to write it down in his family. You can see that his life was, I say, pre-arranged, prepared by Krishna. He said that he even changed the law. This kind of law which he created, he transgressed and arranged that he was born in Mathura, in Vrindavan, and he appeared as a spiritual master. So, same way, the Supreme Lord who transgressed the laws of Sonda. He is his representative, the great general of the devotees, Prabhupada, the one who has lotus feet, all other masters are sitting. Also, it is related in the Guru Pudra that Prabhupada is indeed the real Jagat Guru. Because during Guru Pudra, everybody goes there and opens the flowers to Prabhupada. Not only the devotees. Just so there are some visitors, some of them are externally appearing as an impersonalist. They have this mouse
They all could smile to Shatroka. He gets the position of Shatroka. He's better guru. He's the real master. What is the personified of Krishna for this time, for this age of Kali Yuga? What is the personified of Shiva and Mahaprabhu during the Mahaprabhu? He sent him, he transgressed the law of Mahaprabhu and he sent Prabhupada to arrange for us to go out of this material universe, out of this creation, out of this misery. You don't have to go by the laws. The surrender by the Supreme Lord, the Son of Him, I say, you do not have any motion, and then you will have to leave the home to the Lord. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If you have some questions, comments, it's always welcome to ask for some time. Thank you. Because that's how we're telling Israel, see violence and telling the issue, and he's telling him that what we call is implying from our associates. And should we have some space in the Bible again? After some days we left, there was still some time before touching the game. Why? There's a Mara, so another Israel was anxious to find out from Father Shemaharaj what is the essence of Shemaharaj Bhagavatam. So he told him, Lord Bhagavatam, there are two stories from the Shemaharaj and me, and this gentleman is finding the devotee who is receiving the greatest message of and another one is the story of Gopinath. And therefore, I don't know anything of it. Therefore, I'm going to tomorrow see this interesting journey. First, he became king, he went to get into the city, he became king, then he went after this, he was also despised, then he went to the country, he became king of Korea again, he was also despised, then he was the king of Korea, and then he was the king of Korea, as they called him, and also the Lord. And he had the Supreme Lord is worship for the Lord of the Lord is all over him. So he was thinking, oh, Yamaha Gautama has to be there. So then he was just all over him. And then he saw Lord, he met Sajjitra Mahaloka, and nobody was paying respect to them. So then he was thinking, oh, if that Lord is in higher position than here, that means they are worshipping Lord from heaven. Lord. So who knows what Yamaha Gautama has to be there? So then he goes always more high than because he is looking actually what is the highest, let's say, according to his Sarupa, what is the highest level of worship of the Lord. So therefore he had to go his promise from them. Yes, you can get me.
Always, I want to bring up this point, but I think it's important to make that the modern divorce laws are sometimes so draconian that all kind of the modern divorce laws in some countries are sometimes so draconian.
So harsh.
And, in other words, it sounds nice. The husband couple can't get along and let them separate, and there should be no divorce. So that sounds nice. But then you have such things as credit card fraud and other stuff. You have such things as, the woman will see that if I divorce this man, I'm a lot of money. Things, I even know some men who have been put into jail. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on, but the nightmare that never ends. So sometimes the only thing you can do is stay for peace. There's no choice. Even if you don't want to, from a spiritual, pious point of view, you don't have any choice. You have to.
I just want to bring it up. And if you do some steps in your life, let's say to any worse situation, you will have to face some consequence for that in some other sphere of your life. One Krishna arranged that those sometimes we are forced to be the best. And I say from the from our partner or someone. Krishna is an illusion, it's not an illusion. He will treat everybody according to his motive or the other things. Is there a question? The one of the ones today in the Western countries is higher from the last Chinese. So it is possible
one page verse in the Bible of Peter. And the prophet says in the first one, when Christians are referring to quarantine as a patient on the way to sleep. And the prophet says in the first one, that one should not sleep more than 6 hours out of 24. If they sleep more, they are influenced by the Lord Jesus. It doesn't actually say that they're more Lord Jesus, but that they're influenced by the Lord Jesus. And we know that the prophet and translator, the Sanskrit editor, translator Paul Kemba, he was proud of the prophet, the best that he had in the whole movement in terms of the Sanskrit translation. No one ever, ever spoke from under that. The prophet followed it. And so, you know, that's my point about Christianity. And I have seen the Holy Spirit two times. He beat his purpose, but then he also had a prophet's example of somebody like Mazona. So he completely, not just Conway, he loved Mazona, and he greatly respected him, and he greatly valued his service. Yet he never read a book from the Holy Spirit. And then the other example of Wolf, what the book. Just because it won't trade to zero, does not. To me, does not indicate the health of the society. There are some exceptions.
This is the great morning program. It's the perfect system of the first question. Everyone was writing back to Sarah Shakti. So, we are approaching to proper standard prayers, certain approach. You don't run to this order, you don't have to embrace the receipt of the other. You sit down, you take the reverence, you chant the prayers. So that's the way, there's a master that you already gave us, the several pastors who gave us the whole program, how we can approach Christian. And then, you make common prayers, and why the life is, you can write on your back and we will learn from the master that was there. What is going to be your prayer?
For common prayers, my whole time is covered in my brain. So,
how will you know who is there, sir?
No, sir, I just want to know what's the process and I just want to know.
This is related with the services of Aruba. And this will be delivered to you when you are at the liberation. And you will be able to do that. It is coming from you, spiritual level, but this maybe does not feel the sentiment. There is also some previous experience. After a little bit, I will tell you the other two. Can we
show? Yes. This guy makes a good wish for this comment. This is my professor. And I was thinking that the principles still have to be spoken of, even though we can't follow them, or maybe the circumstances, the situations are such that we are not able to, whether it's the principle of divorce or getting a promotion, because if we don't speak about the principles, the ideals, then the natural tendency is We're all exceptions, because we are all exceptions. My situation is unique. But I think the principles still have to be spoken that this is the ideal, this is what Christ says. And then we have to look at the situation. Well, why is it why we can't follow it? So maybe society is not functioning properly. Maybe men are not trained, women are not trained, but principles still is very important.
Thank you.
You have to understand that this is an exception. Exception means that this is minority. It's not the majority. So if there is 100 minorities, and from them, one is not able to go for minority for certain reason, or two of them. And then both the reasons are solid. Or for them, I don't know what it can be. And it is under the guidance of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, then it's okay. But if we are converting our own ways, by our own following certain things, we are converting Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. There's no exception, it's a kind of conversion. And then we will get an election for that. If we convert with Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, and we then do things under their guidance, we are free from elections. So therefore, of course, you have to follow all these things, and if you are not able for certain reason to follow, there is always space for individual treatment. Therefore, we have to sanction if we approach all of them, then to be an agreement, and then we can do certain things. So maybe your question of the growth of the way from Mangala, maybe can come up. If after converting with Guru and Sadhu and Shastra, it will be approved, then you have free from the options. So if you are doing it on your own, you will have to suffer consequences. Yes.
When the husband becomes liberated, how does those activities affect the life?
How is that? In general, you can see that if you are in an auspicious situation, you are influenced by this. And personally, this is a profile who may act in a positive way. They are influencing others. But many times when we are in concentration, we are getting influenced. So, that depends on the spiritual strength of the wife. How she is so strong, how she is dedicated to Supreme Lord. And that, according to the way, you will be influenced. Same way in other situations in your life. How will you be influenced when you go out and you see the books? You are meeting as not the only for them. So it depends. What do you do then? If you are doing association or taking association, how you are prepared for it? So the pastor's mission is not for your friends. It's for more than the devotees, because they are not strong. So it's sometimes there are some cases that maybe some temporary separation is necessary. Because it's influencing negative ways through the life of the person. This can also happen. But again, it should be under the guidance of Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So all of us actually, we have this task that we have to have spiritual master, and also we have Sadhu, so we say Shiksha spiritual master, Diksha and Shiksha spiritual masters. We say Diksha Guru and then Shiksha Gurus. Who are guiding us in our life? We have to study scripture, we have to study books of Shah Prabhupada, and then consulting them with those two, with Sadhus and Guru, consulting them if you understand properly, and consulting how it is influencing us, and then we can solve the situation. That means you have to follow the whole package. Because the Sami says that how you should associate with the devotees is expanding in ecology instructions. The very certain way how you associate with devotees. Those who are attached to material things, from distance they respect Hare Krishna, Yes, I stand by now. You have a reference sheet on your legal lines other than the special interest, yeah? And those who admire, you serve them. You can cry for them. You can get a spiritual master and pray for guidance.
So if
husband is not acting properly, it should be brought up and discussed with spiritual authorities. And they should help, they should give some advice for them to make such a decision. So many questions. What do I have to go on to? Somebody feels that we need to go pretty quickly. Yes. So now I want to start with I'm going to go to the next one.
I'm going to go to the next one.